God could write a history of my life and all the things that are going to happen to me in 2007 right now. He's already got it. He won't let me see it. But I know every single thing that's going to happen in my life that anybody's going to try and do to me or say to me or not do or not say. If I were to say, Lord, can you let me have a peek into that book? I'd know every single thing that's going to happen all the way up to the end of 2007. But he doesn't show it to me because he leads me step by step. But the comfort it brings me is that when it does happen, I say, well, that wasn't a surprise to God. It was a surprise to me. But it wasn't a surprise to God. And that's what brings rest in our heart. Can you believe that anything that happens to you in this coming year will not be a surprise to God? Does that require a great faith to believe that? It just requires you to believe God is God. Unless your God is so small that he doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The God of the Bible is so big that he knows everything that's going to happen way till the end of time. That's what brings rest to a little child. Have you seen a little baby? It's so secure when it's in the arms of its mother or father. But so full of fear, it starts screaming when it's surrounded by strangers or when it's all alone. That's how we should be too. Lord, I'm scared to be all alone. I want to be in your arms every day. And Jesus said how his sheep would not respond to strangers. Lord, I want to be like that little baby. People who are strangers. People who are not wholehearted disciples of Christ. I just want to be a little careful when I'm around them. In my office, in my place of work, anywhere, in the church perhaps. I want to be a little careful when I'm around those who are not radical, wholehearted disciples of Jesus. Who are not members of the family. The child's not scared. It recognizes members of its family. But it's wary of others. It's good for us to be wary of others. All things are handed to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Listen to verse 27. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son will reveal him. You can hear 1,000 messages on God as a Father, and yet in a time of temptation, you may not react as one who knows God as a Father. I knew God as a Father, theoretically, from the time I was born again, 47 years ago. But I'd still be anxious. I'd still be worried. I'd still be disturbed when somebody did something to me, because theoretically, if you ask me to write down who is your Father, I say, God is my Father. But in the actual situations of life, he wasn't around. I mean, I thought he wasn't around. Because I knew in my head, it was not revealed to my heart. You know, one of the great words that you need to learn in the New Testament is the word revelation. Understanding is in the mind. Revelation is in the heart. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. And when Paul wrote to the Ephesian Christians, he said to them in Ephesians chapter 1, he says these words. Ephesians chapter 1. He says, I'm thanking God for many things in you. Verse 15, Ephesians 1:15. I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, your love for all the saints, and I thank God for that. I don't stop giving thanks to God for you. The church in Ephesus was a wonderful church. But he says, I'm praying something for you. And notice what he says. He says, I'm not asking you to read this letter 20 times and understand what I'm saying. You can read it 100 times, and you still may not understand what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, I'm praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge, wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Yeah, that's quite different. The Holy Spirit giving me revelation in my heart to see, to know the Father. This is eternal life, to know God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. That is what eternal life is, and it's a lifelong thing to know God and eternal life, and to have eternal life. And that comes to little babes. I thank you, Father, that you have hidden these things from the clever and the intelligent, but you have revealed them to babes. I'll tell you something. The more you become like a babe, the less anxiety you will have in your life. So you can measure whether you have come to this level by the amount of anxiety and depression and gloom there is in your life. It's because you're clever and intelligent that you're so gloomy. It's because you're clever and intelligent that you're so discouraged. It's because you're clever and intelligent that you complain so much and you murmur so much and you criticize others so much. It would all disappear if you decide to become like a little baby in 2007. You may not, but that's up to you. If you prefer to live the same miserable life you've lived up till now, you're welcome. But God invites you, saying, come up higher. And to come up higher, you have to go down lower and become like a little baby. That's the secret. Because then the Father, the Lord gives us revelation. It's the great word of the New Testament. It comes many, many times. Revelation. The knowledge of Him. To know Him. You can't know Him by listening to this message. You can take a CD of this message and listen to it 20 times. You think you got it. No, you haven't. You need to ask God to humble you. Then you'll get it. Then you'll get it by listening to it once. I know people in our churches who have heard me for 25 years. They don't see it, but I see them still half-hearted, not overcomers, still critical and judgmental of others, this, that, and the other. They have many clever ideas, but they don't realize it's all in the brain. It's their brain which is so active and so clever. There's very little in the heart. You don't see the meekness and the humility of Christ. You don't see the purity and the glory of Jesus. You don't get the aroma of Christ when you're around them. You can get the aroma of a clever man, of an intelligent man who sees so many clever things in the Scriptures. There are many Bible school professors who see clever things in Scriptures who are in hell today. And it's very easy to follow them. But if you are converted and become like a little child, you'll never see the gates of hell. You'll be in heaven, and heaven will begin for you right now. That's a wonderful thing. And so that's how I want to live 2007. I want to become more and more like a child. Notice that in a child, there is no desire to retaliate when you hurt it. No child wants to get back at you to what you did to it today. So, if there is any desire in you to get back at somebody who did something to you last year or the year before or in all your life, let me recommend something to you. Ask God, the Holy Spirit, to make you like a little child. Your life will be much happier.